Blog Talk Radio.
Write that down. You're probably smart enough to already be here. Not like you can listen to it anywhere else. Hey, so you may have noticed the name of the show is different than last time, which was the first show ever. So you may not have noticed because you probably weren't here. The show is now called Hyper Sloth After Hours, not just Cliff Haley and that's it. Now it has a name. And, you know, I believe very strongly in branding. And there's no stronger brand out there than Hyper Sloth. I'm sure you're very familiar with it. If not, how was that rock you've been living under? Must have been quite comfortable because you're just now coming out. No, Hyper Sloth is a band, a super mega band, powered by two geniuses, myself being one of them, and my buddy Dom, Zigzag Iemma. Actually, Zigzag is his legal name. A lot of people don't know this, but that is his God-given, you know, Christian birthright name is Zigzag. So if you ever need to sue him or have him co-sign on a loan, then, you know, don't be alarmed if he writes Zigzag. But we call him Dom Iemma. And I am your host for the moment, Cliff Rufus Haley. Now, Rufus is not my given name. I really don't know where that came from other than whenever Dom and I founded the band, we decided to have personas, and I don't know if I remember this exactly right, but George Carlin's character Rufus from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which I think won the Oscar for visual effects, best actor, best supporting actor, gaffer, grip, and matte painter in 1988. Was it 89? I'll have to Google that, but I know it won at least five Oscars, perhaps seven, and like 10 Grammys. But anyway, George Carlin's character was Rufus. I liked the movie. So when it came time to come up with a persona, a name for me in this awesome band, Hyper Sloth, Rufus is what came out of my mouth when I tried to make some syllables. Anyway, that song was called Internet Love Song, and it was recorded way back in like 96 or 97. It was ahead of its time. I mean, the internet was still just cobbled together from like stones and scraps of wood. You know, now the internet is like all over the place, obviously. But then it was, you know, nobody had it except for the elite like me. But this little song was about, you know, chat room sex, which did a lot of research just to make sure the song is nice and accurate. But anyway, long story short, we formed this band together, me and my buddy Zigzag, back in 1996. We wrote and recorded several songs. We gigged once at a party that was smashing, the smashing event. And then, you know, life happened. But now, this many years later, 2013 minus 1996, 97, I don't know, we're now getting back together. We're reforming the band for the good of humanity and society as a whole. I mean, we really don't want to do it because we got other shit going on, but we're like, look, the world's a crappy place. We've got to help out. So we're going to go ahead and crank out some of our old tunes, put together a CD and some new stuff, and maybe even tour. You know, like a worldwide tour of at least this planet, perhaps something in the surrounding Andromeda region as well. But for sure, don't worry, if you're on this planet, you'll probably get to see us at some point. But anyway, yeah, so the name of that band was Hyper Sloth, and Dom Zigzag Iemma may actually be calling in to chit-chat with us here. I really, other than emails, I've not even talked to the guy since however many years that was. I'm not a mathematician, so get off my back. But we'll see. I told him the show was at 5:30 Central Time, but I'm not good at math. I failed to say, oh, in your time, it's you know, at 6:30. So his daughter has a thing that he's got to go to. And you know, I got a kid, too. And as awesome as this show is and Hyper Sloth is, I understand that whatever your kids do, A, is not only priority, but B, like way better than absolutely anything else that anybody else could ever do, unless it involves poop and certain verbs like smear, eat, poke. You get the picture. But I digress. I figured I'd talk today about my musical path through life, of which Hyper Sloth is a big part, even though it existed for a brief time and then didn't exist and now is going to exist, you know, until the end of time and probably be the only band anyone ever remembers. There's a whole in-between area where some cool shit happened. By comparison, not nearly as cool as Hyper Sloth stuff, but still pretty cool. So I thought I would talk about that. I used to be, well, first of all, I've been embedded in and a participant in the Austin live music scene since I moved there at the age of 18. Not just a connoisseur, but like, you know, in a band gigging. And that sounds cool if you're not from Austin. If you're from Austin, it's totally no big deal, like at all, because everybody plays guitar. Or something. Everybody's in a band. It's like a prerequisite. You either if you live in Austin, you either have to be in a band, or you have to be in the tech industry, or you have to be homeless. And sometimes you might be all three at any given time. But the weird thing is like everybody looks the same. Everybody looks like a total hipster. So there's a lot of overlap between the look of people. I mean, you can bump into somebody and say, wow, you're obviously a total hipster by the way you're dressed. And I can also tell by the way you're dressed that you must be homeless, right? And the guy could say, well, yeah, I'm totally homeless. Or he could say, but no, actually, I'm, you know, the CEO of a Fortune 500 mobile app marketing agency. You know, please move out of my way. I've got to take my fixed gear bicycle down to Whole Foods. But anyway, you know, this is the live music capital of the world. Mainly because there's too much damn live music. And, you know, I grew up in a little town of Marble Falls, Texas, a beautiful little town nestled in the hill country, founded by a blind dude. He discovered the place not blind. He came back and found it after he got blinded through some crazy stuff, but that's a story for another day, and it's really pretty cool. But the point being is everybody in Austin's a musician. Nobody in Marble Falls was. So I went from, you know, being like one of three guitar players in this little town where everything I did, you know, I could just brush up against a guitar and chicks would be like, oh, my God, you're awesome. You come to Austin and everybody can play guitar. So, you know, you show somebody a lick you come up with, well, check out this riff. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly like a riff I came up with 20 minutes ago. In fact, last weekend I saw five bands and they all played that riff. And in fact, they had made them into entire songs. And yet, somehow, my band managed to find some success. You know, we kind of cut through the clutter and kind of made it. And I'm using air quotes if you can't see me when I say made it, because if we had made it, I'd be super mega rich and I wouldn't be using air quotes. I would, you know, have an assistant to do the air quotes for me. But we were called Plow Monday, and our little story goes something like this. We were a grunge funk band early in the late 90s, which was pretty typical. And Jonathan English was our bass player, and there's a long history there. We all went to high school together. Anyway, that version of the band broke up. We were broke up for like 6 months. And in the meantime, John recorded his own stuff, which was pretty incredible, and we all got back together behind that with him as lead singer to become what became the new Plow Monday, which was extremely radio friendly You know, our target demographic was women between the ages of 14 and 80, and they all loved us. And dudes loved this too, just because they knew that, you know, 600 women would come to the show. But anyway, one cool story about that is we were discovered by a dude, an entertainment lawyer whose name I can't remember now. But anyway, long story short, because I don't have a lot of time, we found ourselves in L.A. for a private showcase at SIR Studios. And so, you know, it was going to be us and like two other bands. It wasn't like a South By thing. I mean, this is a privately set up deal. And a bunch of record label reps. And so we get to SIR Studios and we're setting up and we're practicing and some stuff gets delivered into our room, some costumes, and we're like, well, we don't wear costumes. We're way too cool for that. And it turns out it was for Nelly Furtado, who was next door. So she got those and wore those on the Jay Leno show the following night. But that's still not the cool story. We were in the waiting room or the lobby, and some dudes came out of this practice room and got some chips out of a machine. And we're like, man, those guys look super familiar. And they look familiar because they were the guitar player and bass player for Stone Temple Pilots. And then they went back into their room. And we went back into our room, and we did our showcase, and we were okay, I guess. I mean, obviously, we didn't get a record deal. Then after that, we were hanging out, and I said, I'm going to go check out Stone Temple Pilots in their practice room. So I did. They had a window on their door, so we were kind of huddled up outside the window looking in, and we could see them jamming, and we said, screw it, we're going in. And we went into Stone Temple Pilots' private practice room at SIR Studios in Los Angeles and got, like, a free show with maybe 30 other people. And this room was huge. It had a motorcycle in it and a wardrobe and candles and all kinds of stuff. And they played. It was awesome. They got done. Everybody left. And we just hung out with STP outside the studio. And then, you know, 90% of the STP guys left. And then 10%, me and Scott Weiland, he slunk off behind some crumbling building and I think did a bunch of heroin. But, you know, that's kind of a cool story. And holy crap, looks like there's a caller on the line. I've never actually initiated a call before. Let me see how this goes. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
My name is Zigzag.
You're the guy who's been calling the show every day, but you've never listened.
That's right. This phone number just showed up on my phone, and I thought I'd call it.
Yeah. I bought a list of like 20,000 phone numbers and spammed them all, just hoping people would call in.
You must have got mine from a Taco Cabana chat room.
I did. It was written on the bathroom wall.
That was me. I'm glad that's my advertising budget.
Great. That's awesome. Wow. So this is Zigzag from Wipers Law.
Good to talk to you, Rufus. How are things going?
Things are going good. Wow, you sound exactly the same. For some reason, when you don't talk to somebody for a long time, you think they're going to sound old and grizzled like me.
Did you think I was going to use my radio voice?
Did you think I was?
I thought you already were.
Oh, geez, well, don't you know I always am.
Are you getting, like, all kinds of echoes like me or not?
No, I'm not getting any echoes. In fact, you don't even sound echoey.
Are you getting all kinds of echoes like me or not? See, I can hear you, well, then I
no,
hear
I'm
you
not
twice.
Getting any echoes. In fact, you don't even sound echoey. Oh, wow, yeah, no, I hear that too.
See, I can hear you, then I hear you twice.
It
must be my cheap computer.
Oh, wow, yeah, no, I hear that.
Well, we're going to have to get the kinks figured out on Blogspot Radio here. So that was an interesting story you had going on there, Rufus. Are you still with us?
Hey,
four,
I'm back. Are you there?
Three. I'm here. But you only have okay. 1 second left.
I think it was a Skype issue.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is scheduled for 15 minutes. It looks like we have 21, 20 seconds left. So go ahead. Life story, go.
My life story?
No, mine. You remember my life story,
okay.
right?
Yeah, you were born in Marble Falls, Texas, a city founded by a blind man. Is that correct? Or a deaf,
yes.
mute, blind man who later was driving a car to a Taco Cabana drive-thru with a cockroach?
That's right. He was actually the founder of Taco Cabana from 1862.
Taco Cabana! So we could just sit here and tell Aaron Turner stories all day, obviously.
Oh, good Lord.
But I'd rather talk about Hypersloth and what's really probably the next big thing in music.
I think it is the next big thing in music. I really feel sorry for, like, every other musician on the planet because once we hit, you know, they got nothing to fall back on. It's not like these guys got degrees or anything.
Well, we will be the biggest band to come out of Austin because I'm now weighing in at 480 pounds.
Is that with or without your guitar?
That's with my guitar. So really, I'm only like 437 pounds.
So your guitar is made out of balsa wood. Great.
Yes, yes. And I use hair for strings.
Great, great.
So I'm are sure we still live yeah. or is the show ended and we can just like still talk, I guess? Are we just on Skype now?
Yeah, I don't think we're live, but I think it's recording for like a podcast.
Oh, well that, you know, this this Blog Talk Radio thing's pretty cool.
It is super awesome and free.
So
too.
Now, is the reason I'm not getting the echoes because we're not live anymore? Is that the deal there?
Well,
I think it was delayed or something.
I think it was a Skype issue because I was called in with Skype.
Well, I'm calling with Skype now too, actually.
Well, that's the problem. You can't double Skype.
Oh, you can't?
I don't know. It's the only problem I could think of, but I don't think it's a real problem.
I thought maybe it was delayed or some case we said some dirty words or whatnot, but you did say fuck on your earlier one and no one bleeped it.
No. I
do like that picture you have of yourself, though, on that last one. Is that your tie?
Yeah, it is my tie. That's what I wear to work every day.
And I saw that your son does look a lot like you. Looks like we both dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, I was surprised that he didn't look like you.
You and me both, buddy. Funny thing is, my daughter looks a lot like my brother. But anyways, I better get back to this singing thing, Cliff. I just wanted to call in here and check out your blog spot radio thing. But am I in
well,
for next Tuesday?
I'm considering you a host, man. You better be in. Well, I'm taking the silence as a no. It's been Hypersloth is over. You just witnessed the breakup of Hypersloth. Dom Zigzag Ayama has just bailed on the band. What sucks is the dude's like irreplaceable. I can't put out an ad and say, hey, we need another guy in Hypersloth. It's pretty much just falls on me now. And I ain't got the skills for that. So I don't know. Stay tuned. Hey, next episode, an update. Will Hypersloth continue? Of course it will. I mean, it's bad marketing for me to even say that it won't. In fact, in the meantime, you've got several days to go check out the Hypersloth website, which is at hyper-sloth.com. And there you can get previews of two songs, Beer is Food and the aforementioned Internet Love Song. And again, that's hyper-sloth.com, not hypersloth.com. Somebody else owns that website, and they're not us. They seem to be legit, but they definitely are hurting the web design department. But for us, go to hyper-sloth.com. And hey, thanks for listening. We went a little bit over. No big deal because Zigzag got to call in, and that is totally sweet. And we'll talk to you Tuesday. Bye bye.
man on a mission of love, checking out chat rooms for a virtual dove, typing so fast, my fingers on fire.